Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome to this as well as your own family or personal altar daily before doing other things. Do not put any other thing ahead or before God as you wake up daily. Welcome also to Thursday, the fourth day in June. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. On this fourth day, on the fourth day in creation, God created the two great lights, the sun, the moon, and the stars. If you have your torchlight, conventional, or the one on your phone, please on it and put it right on your forehead for this prayer. I pray for you. May God put visibility on you and in all you do. May God put his light and his glory on you and your family. From today, you will shine for the whole world to see. Four also stands for balance and stability. May you enjoy balance and stability financially, maritally, mentally, and materially. This new month will launch you into amazing testimonies. Now, go and try what you tried before that did not work. It will work this time. Call the person you call that did not answer or respond. They will respond favorably this time. God is on your side. You will have sweet testimonies. Hold or raise your phone up for alert upon alert prayers again today. Receive grace for alert upon alert. Grace for alert upon alert. God will put you in good person or people's mind to patronize your goods heavily and your services also. They will pay the money they owe you. Somebody will ask for your account details and bless you with good money, unsolicited for. Say amen, I receive it. Yes, receive it. June 4 celebrants, open your hand for your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your new age is blessed. Your goods, heart desire shall be granted you. God will use people to bless you. You will have sweet testimonies. You will live long and well. Happy birthday. Now, listeners, let's go into teachings. Listen, take note, and apply them to different aspects of your life. Good morning, Daddy. Please, I'm about to get engaged to a lady of 29 years. I got her a job with the government, but she doesn't want to work. She's always nagging and complaining that I'm not doing enough for her, even though I sponsored her training plus transportation fare for the job. She said I should be giving her monthly allowance. I told her she's not my responsibility yet, since we are not yet married. Her mother also told me that I'm not doing enough for the family, that I should carry all their responsibilities since my family is rich. The people think we pick money on trees. Her entire family is on this platform. Daddy, I am sincerely tired of Nigerian ladies. All of them don't want to work and build with the man. They just want to live a soft life and enjoy 24/7. My family has told me to dump her and look for another lady. But what they do not understand is that ladies of this generation are all the same. Daddy, I am fed up. Wow, long story. But I read it all through because I want us to learn some lessons here. To start with, I am somewhat surprised that there are still ladies and their parents that think this way. Their daughter or suitor or husband should bear all the responsibilities of the lady and her family. Didn't she go to school or learn a trade in a good marriage? Both the man and the woman should have what to bring to the table, although the man should do more. No woman should be a sit down at home, do nothing, contribute nothing in today's world. So all ladies, all daughters, listen to me. Build up yourself, build your career, have a business. Be ready to add value to that marriage. Be ready to have an income. Then, sir, not all Nigerian ladies are like the one you just described. No. I don't know whether you live in Nigeria or abroad. Many ladies are so industrious, so educated, career-driven. In fact, many of them earn more money than men. So if this person is already giving you issues, prayerfully look for somebody else. Many ladies, many daughters are assets, not liabilities. Next, Udesa, I need your advice. Since my store was collected from me, nothing is working for me again. Now I want to get some boys selling snacks for me, as I don't want to depend on my children alone. I also don't want to start it and stop it. God bless you, sir. Wow. Good. Parents that are still strong enough to work and earn some income should not depend solely on their children. Many parents are also retirees collecting some pensions. And those that were knowledgeable early in life to know about working hard, making savings, and then investment that will bring them passive income later in life, which is what we teach here all the time. Everyone should make investments early in life while still young and agile for passive income in old age, thereby not being a burden on the children. Those days of seeing children as social securities, those days are over. The children themselves are not finding things easy these days, not with population and competition outside there. Their own immediate family also there to cater for. Your intention to employ snack-selling boys is noble, but as I've always taught us here, don't start a business you have not learned so well. You must know it very well. Then you must have a mentor on the field to guide and give you counseling. That way, you will not start and stop, as you have said here. This counsel is for all with this same desire. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Listeners are free to make contributions to any of these subjects. Rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Please do so daily. Let what is blessing you bless those that are connected to you, beginning from your children, your spouse, your friends, and your neighbor. Today is the D-Day, Prayer Mountain Service Day. Don't miss the Prayer Mountain Service of today. Two services, 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Focus on today's Prayer Mountain is powerful. It is on our business, career, and investment service. Increase, expansion, profitability, explosion in your business, your career, and your investment. Bring documents and items, photo shoots connected to your business, and whatever you do that brings you money for anointing and impartation. Come for the June anointing oil. Everybody will be given a new fresh oil today, free. Anointed man to also will be given out free. Come and invite others. It shall be live stream. So connect from all over the world where you are and get your business and career document ready for impartation. Telephone numbers to call for direction to all our centers around the country in Lagos, Ibadan, Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Uyo, Port Harcourt, and Mararaba in Abuja. For direction, chat or call Dupe on +234 806 47 88 392. Start calling now. TPGF conference in Manchester, United Kingdom is counting down. It is June 19 and 20. Write it down. All listeners, TPGF family and siblings, and all listeners in UK, in Europe, make plans to attend. Arrange your work. Oh, yes. TPGF members in Nigeria, in US, all over the world, that have your loved ones in UK, encourage them to be there. 2 days, June 19 and 20. For more inquiries and all the details, conference is free, but it's good to know those coming for logistic and planning. Chat with Adeola on 074-111-28401 or Franklin on 079-178-97088. Start calling and chatting now. Let everyone meet with me 2 days in Manchester, United Kingdom, June 19 and 20. It's going to be great and wonderful. Finally, let us pray for our teachers and the students that were adopted by bandits in Ogbomosho, Oyo State area of Nigeria. Let's pray that these children, these teachers, be released on time, and God should visit his judgment and wrath on all these bandits that have invaded the environment of our country, abducting people, taking them to the forest, and asking for ransom. Let's pray that God will make them to drink their blood and eat their flesh, that the power of God will wipe them away and give Nigeria space for peace and for progress. Please pray. We need these children, these school pupils and teachers to return alive, and the power of God to help our government as they make effort to rescue them. I prophesy on everyone's life today. The Lord bless you. Please pay your tithe. Sow your seed. The seed of victory, 5,005 naira. The seed of dominion, 6,666 naira, 66 kobo. Some people are even able to give 66,666 naira, 66 kobo. All in diaspora, do the equivalent according to your power and grace. No one is coerced or forced or compelled to give, but every seed we sow help the kingdom of God to grow and the Lord begin to back you up. I pray for you today, you will do well. God will enlarge and expand you. No evil will come near anyone's border. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, answer me. Truly blessed. I love you. Have a great day.